Okay, today's daf is Tmura Daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on Daf Yud Beis on Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also sponsored by Mayor Penstein in honor of the Magide Shir of BKNW's Daf Yomi Shir, and for making the shir in Hakar Satov, for making the shir available online. We thank both sponsors very much for their sponsorship, for their support, and for their encouragement. We are holding on Daf Yud Beis on Beis, about five lines from the end of the page. Ve'in Beis HaPras Osa Beis HaPras. So we're going to first continue the conversation we were having yesterday, and that is going through each of the halachas in the Mishnah and showing which Tana the Mishnah is like, and more accurately, which Tana the Mishnah is not like, who the Mishnah is clearly not authored by. And then, so we can go through the halachos of Truma and Temura, ironically, right next to each other. And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss the different types of kachim that cannot affect Temura. That Temura does not work on certain types of kachim. The Gemara is going to discuss the source that Kodshei Bedek Habayis doesn't affect Temura, doesn't make Temura, and parenthetically it's going to discuss whether Kodshei Bedek Habayis would ever be referred to with the word Karban. The word Karban would seem to be a kind of word that you would use for something that's actually brought on the Mizbeach, but maybe Kodshei Bedek Habayis are also sometimes referred to with the word Karban. Then the Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Beis whether where the Temura can work on an Ola Haba Min HaMelsaro. So we're going to have to, it's a little too detailed to get into right now what that means. We'll see what that means, what an Ola Haba Min HaMelsaro is, and the whole discussion of whether Temura works on that. And that will, Be'ez Hashem, bring us to the end of the first parak of Meseches Temura. So let's begin. Five lines from the end of the page. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Ve'ein Beis HaPras Osa Beis HaPras. So says the Gemara, Masnisin Delo Karabi Eliezer. When our Mishnah says that one Beis HaPras cannot make something else a Beis HaPras, that is against the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Just to remind ourselves, a Beis HaPras is, on the simplest level, there are two definitions, but on the simplest level, a Sada Shenechrash Ba Kever. That you had a field where there was a very shallow grave, and then you plowed the field, and the body parts are all over the place, and there are, and anywhere within the entire area, the entire 100 amos, might be an etzem kisaora, a bone from the mace, and therefore midrabanan, we assume that the entire field is tameh. So let's say, so the Mishnah is saying that Beis HaPras cannot make something else into a Beis HaPras. If you then plow again from that field and you have schlepped the plow to the neighboring fields do not become a Beis HaPras. We do not assume that that those bones will continue to spread around to the neighboring fields. So that comment of our Mishnah that a Beis HaPras cannot make another field into a Beis HaPras is Dilo K'Rabbi Eliezer. That is against the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Ditnan, because the Mishnah Maseches HaOlos tells us, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Beis HaPras Osa Beis HaPras. He holds the exact opposite, that it can make a Beis HaPras, that a Sada that it had a Kever and was Nechrash Ba Kever, the Kever was plowed over, and then the field became Tameh for 100 Amma from the place where the Kever was, Midin Beis HaPras, and then you go and you plow the field again, and you schlep the plow to the neighboring fields, even the neighboring fields become up to 100 Amos away Beis HaPras, because you have to be choshesh that some of those etzem kisaora that were in the original field have now been schlepped by the plow all the way into the neighboring fields, and the etzem kisaora is matam b'magu masa. But the Chum say that it doesn't happen. Only Rabbi Eliezer says it happens. So now the Gemara explains the shita of the Chachamim by the other kind of Beis HaPras, meaning there are two kinds of Beis HaPras. First kind is what we said, a sada shenechrash b'kever, but then the second kind of Beis HaPras is a sada sha'avad b'kever, that there was a kever there, you just don't know where it is, you're unable to find the kever. So v'rabbanan ad kama, according to the Rabbanan that hold the sada shenechrash b'kever, that it does not make the neighboring field the Beis HaPras, what about a sada sha'avad b'kever? How far away around that field would we consider a Beis HaPras when you then plow it, when you then plow neighboring fields together with that field? So kiyas rav dimi amrish lakash amr rabbi shem baraba shalosh sados. The Beis HaPras extends to the two neighboring fields. Shtei ma'anos, u'shtei ma'anos, meaning you have a mana is as far as the plow will go at one time. So v'kama melo ma'ana mea ama, and melo ma'ana is 100 amos. Kiditnan, the Mishnah tells Masech Solos, achorish es hakever Osa Beis HaPras Melomana Mea Amma, that if you plow a kever, that 100 amos away from that kever is going to be a Beis HaPras. So if you have a field that's Avad Ba Kever, and let's say the derech in that bika, in that area of fields, is to plow, running the plow east-west, so the field immediately to the east and the field immediately to the west of the field that you lost the kever in will now become a Beis HaPras, because maybe the kever was actually at the easternmost border of that field, so then when you plowed it, it could have schlepped the bones 100 amos toward the east. Or maybe the kever was at the westernmost border of the field, and therefore the plow would have schlepped it 100 amos to the west. So we have to be choshesh for all of that. However, if they only take the plow, we do not say that the all four surrounding fields are going to be a Beis HaPras. Only two of the fields, the field on one side and the other. Why? Because typically in a bika, when they plow, they'll plow in one direction. They'll be consistent in the direction that they plow. So they're either going to plow east-west, or they're going to plow north-south. If they plow east-west, the field to the north and the field to the south are totally unaffected. And if they plow north-south, the field to the east and the field to the west are totally unaffected. What's the solution based on pras? So a pras is, you know, we're familiar with kedei achilas pras. So pras means a half of a loaf, right? By kedei achilas pras. So pras means pieces, right? Broken pieces. So I understand when you're talking about a base of pras being a sadash and nechrash bakever, so you have pras of a dead body all over the place. You have pieces of bone all over the place. Why would a sadash avad bakever, sadash and nevad bakever, have a din of a base of pras? So Tosis Mesechus Nidan, Daphne Zayin Amar Aleph, says that it's called the base of pras because pras also refers to prasos b'nei adam, the footsteps of people, that people won't go there because it's because of the tumah, because of the tumah concerns, people aren't going to step on that area. So it's a different lashon of pras, whereas Rashi, say in Mesechus Nid over there and over here, Rashi says, no, Beis HaPras is really called Beis HaPras because of a sadash and nechrash b'kever, but anytime, because of a suffik tumah, we're going to make the whole area tameh, so we borrow that term, Beis HaPras, and we apply it also to Sada Shenevad Bakever. But really the title was only given because of the Sada Shenechrash Bakever. So that's Machlokas, Rashi and Tosos. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Ve'ein Truma Achar Truma. That once Truma happens, once somebody's Mafrash Truma, the second Hafrasha is not going to be Chal. So Masnisin Mani. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva Hi. We're going to quote now a Mishnah that has three different Shitos, and only Rabbi Akiva of those three Shitos is going to align with our Mishnah. The Tanan, because there's a Mishnah in the third part of Maseches Trumos, Hashutafin Shatarmu, let's say you have two partners that are Torim from the peros of the shutfus, they're torim, they own these peros together, but they're torim ze achar ze. First one partner takes the truma, having in mind that he's taking truma on the entirety and all of the peros. And then the other partner does, having in mind that he's taking on all the peros. So first shita, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, truma shneim truma. They both own a portion of the peros, and half of what each one was torim is chal on their chelek, meaning each of their trumas work because they each are authorized to be torim on at least part of it, so their truma works on their chelek. Rabbi Akiva Omer, second opinion, and this is the opinion that we want to suggest is the one that fits with our Mishnah. Ein truma shneim truma. The truma of the first one and the truma of the second, neither of them is valid. Because once the second one is chozer v'torim, he goes and he takes truma, he's being megaladas that he was not happy with the first one being mafresh truma, that was unauthorized. And the second guy taking truma was also shalaladas harishon, because he did that on his own. And the halach is ein truma chala elami das habaylim. You need the das habaylim in order for the truma to be chal. In the Sefer Torah Azraim says, well, wait a second, what about on his own chelek? Meaning, shouldn't each of their trumas work at least for their own portion of the produce? He says, no, you have to realize that there's a shasugya called breira, and Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that ain breira. I mean, you can't identify which of these fruits belong to him and which belong to, they own all of them in partnership. So we're not going to say, oh, iglay milsa lemafreya, that the half that I'm, that I identify now, are the half that the truma was taken on. there was no way to identify it at the time that the truma was taken. So Mela, since I can't take truma on the other guy's produce because I don't have his das, so it doesn't work out at all. I can't, because I can't identify what's mine and what belongs to the other guy. Mm-hmm. That's certainly how Rashi understands the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that neither of them, neither of their trumas work. Tosas asked the question, well, if that's the case that neither of them works, then the Mishnah, our Mishnah, is internally inconsistent. Because ein truma achar truma is not like ein tumura achar tumura. Meaning, when the next thing when we say that tumura cannot affect another tumura, the first tumura works. It's just that the animal that's only kaddish with tumura can't affect a secondary tumura. So the Mishnah becomes internally inconsistent, Tosas points out. It's a little bit of a tzarachi in what Tosas means by that, considering that the Mishnah never says the words ein tumura achar tumura. It says ein tumura osa tamura. So it dafka changes the phrase, meaning ein tamura osa tamura clearly indicates that the first tamura works, the second one doesn't. Ein truma achar truma might mean that neither of them, but just I guess the fact that they're juxtaposed to each other, Tosas is bothered. It sounds like they should have similar dinim. And therefore Tosas says that the first guy's truma actually does work. It's only the second guy's truma that that does not work. The Rash and the Pirusha on the Mishnayos says that ein truma shneim truma. If you have a girsa that ein truma shneim truma, which is Rabbi Akiva, the way we have the girsa in Rabbi Akiva, he says that girsa must be incorrect because Tosas understands it differently. Right? Ein truma achar truma sounds like the trumas harishon is a truma. It's only the second guy's truma that's not going to work. But we'll stick with Shitas Rashi for now. That ein truma shneim truma, that neither of their trumas are going to work, and it's unlike the tamura, where tamura is obviously on the first level it does work, it just doesn't work for the second level. I remember once I had a Talmud that finished the Maseches Tamura in 11th grade. He used to learn on Shabbos with his brothers. So on Shabbos afternoon, over the whole year, they finished Maseches Tamura, an atypical Talmud, right? A pretty special guy. So he was in 11th grade. So he said at his siyum that he asked a number of his classmates, he took a poll, whether there's a Masechta called Tamura. He wanted to see just how ignorant it is. So, and he said half of them said no, and half of them said yes, but you're pronouncing it wrong, it's called Truma, not Tamura. So these are two different concepts, Tamura and Truma, they just happen to be juxtaposed over here. So says the Mishnah, and the third Shita, that's not going like our Mishnah, V'cham Omrim in Tarim Harishon Kashir, ain't Truma Sasheni Truma. If the first guy took the proper shear of Truma, meaning Ayin Beninus, the Mida Oraisa Chitachas Poteres Kalakri, even a tiny amount will work for Truma. But Midrabanan, they gave shiurim of, if you're a generous person, 1/40th, if you're a more stingy person, 1/60th, average 1/50th. So ain't Truma Sasheni Truma. If the first guy did, and Ayin Beninus, he gave 2%, then the second guy's Truma is not going to be Chal, because the first guy did good. So, he would be okay with that. And the peros are already masukan. Once the peros are already masukan, there's no taking more truma. The imlo tarim kashir, but if the first guy did not take truma kashir, so then truma sasheni, truma. Meaning, let's say the first guy only took 1/60th. I don't want to be stingy just because my partner's stingy. So then the truma sasheni is going to be truma. Because mistama, he's not maskim to what the first guy did. So from our Mishnah saying, ein truma achar truma, it sounds like a truma sasheni could never be truma. The Chacham say that it could be. Rabbi Akiva says it always is. So it's only, I'm sorry, not Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar says it always is. It's only Rabbi Akiva that says ain't truma shneim truma, that it could never be. So our Mishnah only aligns with Rabbi Akiva, not with Rabbi Eliezer, nor with the Chachamim. And then we had Vein Tamura osa tamura. Going back to the topic of our Masechta, that if you have tamura, that a behemoth that itself is only kadosh midin tamura, cannot affect another tamura. My time, the Amar Krah, because the pasuk says in the parsha of tamura utamura so. It says vayahu utamura so yeh kodesh. So we darshin velo tamuras tamura so. It has to be the tamura of the original kedusha, but not a tamura of a tamura. Vein avlad osa tamura. Then the Mishnah said that a vlad is not able to be osa tamura. Vlad kachim are not able to affect tamura. So Amar Krah, how do I know that? Because it says who? It says vayahu utamura so yakodesh. So who velo vlad? Only the animal that was itself hukdash for itself is able to affect tamura. but an animal that only is kadosh because it was born from an animal that was hukdash, that is not able to affect tumura. Rav Yehuda omer avlad osa tumura. Then Rav Yehuda said that a vlad is able to affect tumura. Why? Damar kra yihyeh l'rabel says avlad. Granted, you have the who as a miut, but yihyeh is a riboy. So that riboy comes to l'rabel says avlad. V'rabbanon, what are the rabbanon who obviously are mema'it the vlad? What do they do from with yihyeh? What are they going to be marba with yihyeh? L'rabel shogeg kemezid, to tell me that shogeg can affect tumura as well, just like a mezid can. What does that mean? A person wants to be meimer that his karban on a shar shachar, on a black ox, and instead he accidentally, he doesn't know why, the words came out of his mouth, on a white ox, that it should be tumura, that's also going to work, even though hektish does not work betalus. And normally when you try to be maktish something betalus, it's not chal, but to do a tumura betalus is going to be chal. And that, the Rabban and Darshan, from the riboy of yihyeh. Okay, the kash is according to Rabbi Yehuda that a vlad is osa tumura because of the riboy of yihyeh. So why would I have thought it's not osa tumura? I mean, why do I need a riboy? Why would I assume a vlad is not osa tumura? The only reason to assume a vlad is not osa tumura is because of who, right? Who is a miut? So the Achronim raised the kasha. So don't have who, and then you don't need yihyeh. Meaning it seems extra. So that's something to work on. That the Achronim work on that kasha. Okay, new Mishnah now. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss what is excluded from the parsha of Tumura. Ha'ofos, v'menachos, enos, and Tumura. Birds and carbonos mincha do not make Tumura. Shalonemar el behema, because the pasuk says v'mhamer yamir behema b'vehema. The Torah is explicit that it's dafka by behemos. The Briska Rav raises a question: how is there even a hava mina that it would work for a carbon mincha? Before the carbon mincha is iskadesh b'kli, it only has kedushas damim. It's only kadosh in terms of its value. It doesn't have any kedush saguf, and tamura only works on that which has kedush saguf. That's what we learned from Bal Mum Eikaro, right? That a Bal Mum Eikaro, an animal that was that had a mum before you ever made a kodesh, so it never had kedusha saguf. It only had kedusha damim, and therefore is unable to affect tmura. And okay, so you'll tell me, no, we're talking about a mincha after it's ready iskadesh b'kli. Once you put it in a kli shares, so then it's able to affect tmura. No, still it shouldn't affect tmura because its kedusha saguf is not from kedushas peh. It's only from kedushas kli, and tmura can only be affected when the kedusha was because you declared it kadosh, not because something happened to it that made it kadosh. Meaning that's why, for example, a vlad is eino osa tumura, right? If you assume that way, if you assume that a vlad is eino osa tumura, it's because you never made the vlad kadosh. It happening to be born from an animal that was kadosh is what made it kadosh. So how could there even be havamina? Ask the Briska Rav that a korban mincha can affect tumura before it's ever been in the kli. It's only kedushas damim. Once it's in the kli, it's not kedushas peh. It's a kedusha that came by itself. Furthermore, he says, even if you're going to say that tumur could be chal on a mincha, on the second mincha shouldn't be able to have kedusha saguf because it's coming because it never had the kedusha of a kli shares. Tumura can only affect kedushas damim. Therefore, so says the Briska Rav, had we not excluded menachos from tumura, we would have said that kedushas damim could affect tumura because we would assume that that's the Gemara Kedushas Peh, meaning normally, why is it that a Vlad Kachim is not Tamura? Because normally a Behema is eligible for a higher level, even though it's only Kedushas, not a Vlad. Why is the Kedushas Damim, that an animal that's a Balmum, Meikaro, cannot affect Tamura? Because a Behema can normally, it can strive for more, it can reach a level of Kedushas Haguf. But a mincha can't. The mincha is never going to get there. The most it's ever going to get to is the kedusha of the kedushas damim prior to being in the kli shares. And therefore, once it's maximized its impact, I would have a hava amina that could affect tumura. Because if it's at its highest level of kedusha, it could be that could affect tumura. That's why I need a miut to tell me that it doesn't work. That's what behema beveima tells me, not a karban mincha. Vaiter in the Mishnah, hatzibur vashutaf in enos and tumura. tzmura. A tzibur or partners are unable to affect tzmura on their carbon. Shneemar lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. It says a b'loshon yachid. Yachid osa tzmura v'ena tzibur v'shtavn osa tzmura. Only a yachid could affect tzmura, not a tzibur, not shutfin. It's interesting, the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Tzmura says that tzibur and shutfin are not eligible for a chalos for a chalos tzmura, but they do get malchus for trying. Meaning, when a tzibur or a shutfin were to say that this animal should be tachas that animal, so the animal, the kedusha did not extend. The new animal that you tried to make kadosh is not kadosh, but you still get malchus for doing the tzmura. So the Beis Halevi wonders that the Beis Halevi in Chelek Gimel Simul Chav Zayin, where in the world did the Rambam get that from? It seems that we're excluding tzmura entirely. We're excluding shutfim and tzibur entirely from the parsha of tzmura. Now, if you're tasting that, you're going to say, oh no, it excludes it from the chalos of tzmura, but it's still going to have a chiv malchus and iser of tzmura. So the Beis Halevi suggests that the Rambam is not talking about a case where two partners come with a jointly owned kadosh animal and they try to do tzmura on another jointly owned animal. He says, no, the case is that for sure you want to get malchus because the tzmura would not be chal. The case is one of the partners comes to be meimir his chelek on a behemas chulin that's entirely his. So the Rambam is assuming la halacha, like the Shita of the Chachamim, that a behemas shutfim is nisma'it from the fact that it says, lo yachlifenu b'lashon yachid. So the only thing that we're memayit from that is shutfim that own a behemas chulin, and they're trying to be machlif the Kedusha on their behemas chulin. So, but if you have a case where it's only one person's behemas chulin, that's not excluded from the pasuk. Why then is the tamura not chal? Because I'm not authorized to affect the tamura from an animal that's jointly, from a kedusha that's jointly owned, to an animal that I own myself. That's like doing tamura from evarim onto an animal, because I only own half of the evarim of the original kedusha animal. So that's why it's not chal, but I'm still going to get malchus because it's not totally excluded from tamura. That's how the Beis Halevi understands Shitas HaRambam over here. Vayter in the Mishnah, Kachay Bedek Abayis Enos in Tamura. Kachay Bedek Abayis, that which is dedicated for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, or for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, is not going to affect Tamura. Only Kachay Mizbeach affects Tamura. Amar Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon has another reason for all the dinim that we just said. That the Pasuk says, the din of Tamura is said twice in the Torah. It says it by all Karbanos, and then by Meiser, when it talks about Meiser Behema, the Torah again repeats the Isser of Tamura. So Vare Meiser Bechlal Haya, Meiser was already included in the parts of all the other Karbanos. V'lama Yat. So why does the Torah have to repeat the din of Tamura specifically by Meiser? Oh, it must be telling me a special hekesh between Meiser and Tamura. Lomar Lach. Ma Meiser Karban Yachid, just like Meiser by definition is a Karban Yachid, because if there's a behema that's owned by Shutfus, it's not Chayiv in Meiser, right? That which Shutfim own is not Chayiv in Meiser. So Yatsu Karbanos Tzibur, and that also excludes Karbanos Tzibur, that Tzmur is not going to be known by Karbanos Tzibur either. Ma Meiser Karban Mizbeach, and just like Meiser is a Karban that's brought on the Mizbeach, so Tzmur is also only going to be by Kachay Mizbeach, Yatsu Karbanos Betek Abayis, as opposed to that which is Kachay Betek Abayis is not going to be included in Tamura. So we learn all of these halachos from, not from the Lashon Yachid of the Pasuk, but from the Hekish that the Torah has between Tamura and Meiser. That is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Yachl Yu Kachay Bedek HaBayis Osin Tamura, I might have had a Hava Mina the Kachay Bedek HaBayis affect Tamura as well. Tamalomar Korban. That's why it says Korban, Mish Nikru Korban, Yasu Kachay Bedek HaBayis, Shol Nikru Korban. How do I know to exclude Kachay Bedek Abayis from Tzmura? Not like Rabbi Shimon said that we excluded based on the Hekesh to Meiser, and Tanakama never explained how. Tanakama just said Kachay Bedek HaBayis ain't osa Tzmura, but he never explained how he knows that it's not osa Tzmura. So the Braisa fills that in. According to the Tanakama, how do we know? Because the Torah calls Tzmura a Karban. Tzmura happens on a Karban, and Kachay Bedek HaBayis are not called a Karban. L'chora Kachay Bedek HaBayis, the Briskarov points out, should be excluded anyway, because Kachay Bedek HaBayis only have Kedushas Damim, they don't have Kedushas Aguf, and anything that only has Kedushas Damim is not included in Tamura. So the Briskarov says, yeah, but had we not had this limud to exclude Kachay Bedek HaBayis, I would not have known that which only has Kedushas Damim is excluded from Tamura. Had we not had this miyut, then I would assume that even things that only have Kedushas Damim affect Tamura. Why would I assume that? Kazuhi Gemar Kedushasam. That's the Brisker Rav's idea again. This is the most it's ever going to rise to. It's not that it was disqualified from something else. Okay, says the Gemara further. Velo, wait a second. You're going to tell me that Katshei Bet HaKavayis are excluded because of the word Karban? You mean to say that Katshei Bet HaKavayis are never called Karban? Vatanya, but we have a Brisa. When the Brisa discusses the halacha of Shechitas Katshim Bechutz, of Shechting Katshim outside of the Azara. So the Brisa says, E Karban, if the Torah only says Karban, Shamayani Afilu Katshei Bet HaKavayis, I would think you're Chayv and Shechut Echutz, even if you Shecht Katshei Bet HaKavayis Michutz, Shenikru Karban, because Katshei Bet HaKavayis are also called Karban. And I have a raya from a pasuk. The pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Aleph talks about the truma of the Saritzva to the Mishkan. It says Vanakrev es Korban Hashem. So Talmud Lomer, that's what the pasuk says. Vel Pesach Kol Moed Lo Heviu Kol Abal Pesach Kol Moed Chayav Lo Mishum Shchut Echutz Mekol Shein Abal Pesach Kol Moed Ein Chayav Lo Mishum Shchut Echutz. What's the problem with Shchut Echutz is that you didn't bring it to Pesach Kol Moed. Ah, so you see from there only that which is eligible to go to Pesach Kol Moed. As opposed to Katshei Bet HaKavayis. But Alma, Iku Karban, what you do see from this Brisa is from the word Karban alone, I would have included Katshei Bet HaKavayis. How can you tell me that Katshei Bet HaKavayis are not called a Karban? I'm Rabbi Chanin Lo Kasha. Ha Rabbi Shimon, Ha Rabbanan. The Brisa that talks about the Yisur Shchut Echutz, that assumes the word Karban includes Katshei Bet HaKavayis, that's Rabbi Shimon. Whereas and Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah said that Katshei Bet HaKavayis are excluded from Temura not because of the word Karban, they're excluded from Temura because of a comparison between Meiser Behema and Temura. So yeah, so that's why Rabbi Shimon needed that heckish between Meiser Behema and Temura in order to exclude Katshei Bet HaKavayis, because he holds this drasha is not a good drasha. But Ha Rabbanan, but the Brisa that uses the word Karban to exclude Katshei Bet HaKavayis is a similar like the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Shimon Ikri Karban, the Rabbanan Lo Ikri Karban. Rabbi Shimon thinks Katshei Bet HaKavayis are called a Karban, and the Rabbanan think Katshei Bet HaKavayis are not called a Karban. So says Mar, but wait, the Brisa that said that Katshei Bet HaKavayis are called a Karban didn't just say it, it had a pasuk that indicated as such. Velo, Vaksiv, Vanakrev es Karban Hashem. It says Vanakrev es Karban Hashem, and the pasuk continues. What did they bring as the Karban Hashem? You know, Ish Asher Matzah, Klei Zahav, Etz Adav, Etz Amid, Taba'as, Agil, V'chumas. It describes jewelry. That's not Katshei Mizbeach. That's obviously Katshei Bet HaKavayis that they were bringing. So how can you tell me that it's not called a Karban? It says, Karban Hashem Ikri. Karban La Hashem Lo Ikri. They're called the Karban Hashem. Everyone agrees Katshei Bet HaKavayis can be called Karban Hashem, but they're not called the Karban La Hashem. A Karban Stam without Hashem Levi is a Karban La Hashem. So that's what they're not included in. Good. So now the Brice is going to bring a machlok between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi, why it is that we have to repeat the din of Temura in the Torah again by Meiser Behema. I mean, you have the din of Temura in the Torah already, so by all Karbanos, why does it have to be mentioned again by Meiser Behema? So we already had one possibility, right? In our Mishnah, we suggested that it's all to create this Hekish, and from that Hekish, we learn all sorts of halachos about Karban Tzibur and Karban Shutfin and Katshei Bet HaKavayis, that all that is excluded from Temura. So Tanu Rabbanan, Lo Yivaker Bin Tov L'Rav, Lo Yimirenu. It says that by Meiser Behema. Why does it have to say Lo Yimirenu not to do Temura by Meiser Behema? V'lo Kfar Nemar. It already says Lo Yechlifenu V'lo Yamir So Tov Barad. It already tells me in the Torah that you're not allowed to do Temura. L'fisha Nemar, because by other Karbanos it says Lo Yechlifenu V'lo Yamir So Mashma Karban Yachid, Karban Tzibor, Karban Mizbeach, Karban Bedek Abayis. And it sounds like it would include everything. Not only Karban Yachid, but even a Karban Tzibur, not only Karban Mizbeach, even Katshei Bet HaKavayis. So that's why it has to say Lo Yivaker by Meiser Behema to tell me that no, it's only like the Meiser Behema type of halachos. It's only by those types of karbanos that are similar to Meiser Behema. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon explains this drasha, not arguing, this is exactly Rabbi Shimon's drasha in the Mishnah, right? That it's because we repeat the Isra of Tamura in the context of Kachay of Meiser, that we know that Tamura only applies to Meiser like Karbanos. So Rabbi Shimon explains, Varei Meiser Bechal Haya, Veloma Yatza, Lomalach, Ma Meiser Karban Yachid, Vikarban Mizbeach, Vidavar Sheba Bechova, Vidavar Sheino Beshutfus, Avkal, Karban Yachid. So too, Tamura can only be affected on a Karban Yachid, not a Karban Zibur, Vikarban Mizbeach, and not on Kachay Bedekabais. Vidavar Sheba Bechova, that's a new one. Something that's only, that's Baba Chova, not something that's a voluntary Karban. Carbon and the Dover Shem Baba Shutfus. And it has to also be something that you're not, you don't have a Shutfus in. So the Bryces brings the sheet of Rebbe now, who holds that you don't have to write the Din of Tamura. The Torah didn't have to write the Din of Tamura by Meiser in order to be Mimait, Sibur, and Shut from Tamura, because that we already know from the Lashon Yachid, like the Tanakama in our Mishnah. And it didn't have to tell it to me to be Mimait Kacha Betek Abayis, because that we already know from the fact that it's not called a Karban, right? The Tanakama of our Mishnah, who held that I already know all of these halachos. So Rabbi Omer, Lama Yatsa, Meiser, Me'ata Lidon, B'tumura Shema, U'B'tumura Skufo. No, you know why we single out, we mention Tumura again in the context of Meiser? Because the mitzvah of Meiser has something called Tumura, has something called Shema. What's Shema? That normally we learn to, when you take Meiser Behema, if you miscount, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, whoops, 9, 10. So you count the number 9 as 10, number 10 as 9, and number 11 is 10, right? So Shlosh Tan Kadoshim, all three of them are Kadosh. The 10th one is Kadosh because it's actually the 10th one. The 9th one is Kadosh and the 11th one is Kadosh. That's called Shemo. It has Kedushas Shemo because you called it. That's so that Kedusha is called Tamura Shemo. So that's from the Pasuk, V'kol Meiser Bakar V'tzon. So we darshan from V'kol to include Tamura Shemo. So once by Meiser, that din is Mishkadesh, and then we don't have such a din by other Kachim, I would have thought that you don't have a din of Tumuras Gufo, which is the regular Tumura of Zutachazu by Meiser. I mean, this is a different kind of Tumura. It's not an actual Tumura. You're not exchanging for anything. You just by accident. You called number 9, 10. You called number 11, 10. So we're referring to that as a category called Tumura, Tumura Shemo. So there's a different kind of Tumura that applies to Meiser that doesn't apply by any other carbon. So I might have thought, once the Torah is Mechadesh, that kind of Tumura by Meiser, Meiser should be excluded from normal Tumura. So from all the regular Lux of Tumura, maybe Meiser is an exception. That's why the Torah has to tell me a din of Tumura again by Meiser, just to tell me that it applies to Meiser. Lomar lach, Tumura Shemo Kreva, a Tumura's Gufo ain't a Kreva. So it tells me that the din of Tumura's Gufo and the din of Tumura Shemo have three critical differences. Number one, a Tumura Shemo is brought on the Mizbeach as a Karban Shlamim. Tumura's Gufo, our kind of Tumura that we're discussing in this entire Masechta, is not brought on the Mizbeach. It grazes until it develops a mum, and then it's eaten begvulin without any akrava. Second difference, Tumura Shemo nigeles. If you just call the number 9, number 10, so that could be, if it develops a mum, you could be poda it, and it could be eaten, and you'll use the money to bring another karban. Tumura's gufo ain't a nigeles. Our kind of Tumura, you can't be goel unless it develops if it develops a mum, rather, it's eaten bimuma without any pidyon, because right, the pasuk says Vayuhu Tumuras Yekodesh Lo Yigael. And third difference is Tumuras Gufo Chala Al Davar Ra'ui Ve Al Davar She'eno Ra'ui. Tumuras Gufo is going to be chal even something that's not Ra'ui L'Mizbeach, like a Balas Mum. Tumuras Shemo Eino Chala El Al Davar HaRa'ui. Whereas Tumuras Shemo is only going to be Al Ra'ui B'Vad, only something that's Ra'ui L'Mizbeach, and it's like other Kachim that are only chal on a Bal Mum that's Kadamumam Lehekdesham. So Amri Mishumter Rabbi Rachman the Isbe Tumura Shemo Igri Igra. So it says Gemara, wait a second, what's the Havamin over here? Because there's a second kind of Tumura that applies by Meiser Behema, that's going to be reason to exclude regular Tumura from Meiser Behema? Just because there's a new kind of Tumura that applies just to Meiser Behema, why would that lead me to believe not to apply normal dinam of Tumura to Meiser Behema? Says Gemara, in there is such a Havamina. Tamrin, Maide Rabbi Rabbi, Maide Lo Rabbi Lo Rabbi. because I would think that if it is dafka includes a new kind of tmura, that's the only kind of tmura. But why would I assume that? Why would I assume that just because we have a chiddush of a new kind of tmura by Ma'aser Behema to exclude regular tmura? Amar Rav Huna Rebbe of Yeshua, Mishum Dava Davra, Bal Lidam, Bedavra Chadash, Ve'in Bawel Chiddush Abovad. This is one of the Midosh Atar and Dresh's Ben, one of the less popular ones. It's not exactly Kal V'Chomer, but the one of the Midosh Atar and Dresh's Ben is Davra Shayu Bechal, V'yatza Lidam Bedavra Chadash, Yatza Yachal Achzir L'Chal, Yatza Yachzer Nachas L'Chal Beferush. Right? So here you had a Davra Shayu Bechal, Meister is like a carbon like any other carbon, and therefore I would assume that it follows all the regular dinim of Tumura, but V'yatza Lidam Bedavra Chadash, a new Chiddush comes along in Ma'aser Behema that it affects Tumura Shmo, and then, oh, so now that you put Ma'aser Behema in its own category, you can't put it back into the klal of regular tumura unless you had a pasuk doing so beferish, right? And therefore we do, and that's why the pasuk beferish refers to tumura in the context of meiser behema. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss Rabbi Shimon's shita in the Brisa. The meiser we learn from from meiser we learn that a davar babachov is also tumura. I mean, that was the one detail Rabbi Shimon added in the Brisa that we didn't already have in the Mishnah, that only that which is babachova can affect tumura. So says Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman Reitzel Rava, the Rabbi Shimon davra babachova olas chova hu da avda tumura ha olas nedava lo. According to Rabbi Shimon, only an olas chova can affect tumura, but an olas nedava should not be able to affect tumura. So Amalei, he says olas nedava nami. No, even an olas nedava can affect tumura. According to Rabbi Shimon, kibin the kibla alei of the tumura. Once you makabel on yourself, you said harezu ola. So now it became an olas chova for you, and therefore it could affect tumura because you are now chayiv to bring it. V'lo nitzruch, so then what exactly is not an olas chova? What exactly is he excluding? V'lo nitzruch el ola haba min amosaros. What he's excluding from tumura, from the parsha of tumura, is an ola haba min amosaros. What is that? Let's say you have a carbon asham that you can't bring. It's nidcha me'akrava for whatever reason, and therefore it has to go and graze. After it develops a mum, you sell it, and you use that money to buy a carbon ola. That carbon is not a davar shebechova because there was never a chiv to bring it. So that carbon cannot affect tumura. So frankly, where will my kasavar? What exactly does Rabbi Shimon hold over here? I kasavar lakamandi amar mos saros nidvas tzibur azli. If he assumes that the mos saros are anyway just going to be nidvas tzibur, pshita to love the tumura. Of course, it can't affect tumura. Hey, in tumura b'tzibur, there's no din of tumura b'tzibur. Ela Rabbi Shimon sfir lakamandi amar mos saros nidvas yachid azli. It must be that Rabbi Shimon holds that mosaros are brought by a yachid, and therefore there's a hava amina that it can affect tumura, and that's why I need Rabbi Shimon to tell me that it can't because it's not a chova. Well, man sham lehay svaru, who's the Tana that teaches us that mosaros are brought as a nidvas yachid? Rabbi Lazar, that's the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. Hashemina lebehedya da of the tumura, but Rabbi Lazar holds that such an ola does affect tumura. The Tanya ola abamina mosaros also tumura. Divrei Rabbi Lazar. So who's the one that holds that it's going to be an olas? That an ola b'amin amasaros is a carbon yachid, so you would think it's eligible for tumura, and then it doesn't work for tumura. Then I need Rabbi Shimon to tell me it doesn't work for tumura. Doesn't seem there's any shita. Says more, Rabbi Shimon savor l'kavase b'chada u'palagale b'chada. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Lazar in that he holds that it becomes an ola siyachid, that the ola b'amin amasaros is an ola siyachid, but he disagrees with Rabbi Lazar in that he holds that it cannot affect tumura. So Rabbi Lazar savor ola b'amin amasaros osa tumura, v'iyu savor ein osa tumura. That Rabbi Shimon holds it will not affect tumura. Ihachi, if according to Rabbi Shimon, all about min amasaros does not affect tumura, debayi Rabbi Avin, that which Rabbi Avin raised the question within Shitas Rabbi Shimon, based on the way Rabbi Yochanan said Shitas Rabbi Shimon, where he asked the following, that you can't be meimer v'chozer or meimer, right? You can't be meimer twice in the same animal. So Rabbi Avin raised the following shayla, hifrish asham l'schaper bo v'heimer bo. You designate a carbon asham for a kapara, and you do tumura on that animal. Then it turns out you got kapara with another carbon asham, v'nitak zeliola, and your original carbon ola now became your original carbon asham rather now became a carbon ola. So can you now affect tumura again with that original carbon asham because now it has a new kedusha, now it's a carbon ola? So alib deman, who's this safek according to? If you're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, ola habamin amasaros could never affect tumura at all, and there's an ola abam and amasaros, so it's not a shayla. So Rabbi Avin hachi from there. Here was his shayla. Imishkachas tana dekoy Rabbi Shimon. Damar ein mamir v'chalz mamir. If you, I don't know if such a tana exists, but if you could find a tana that holds that, like Rabbi Shimon, that ein mamir v'chalz mamir, that you cannot affect tamura twice. Usvir like Rabbi Lazar, damar ola abamin amasaros osa tamura, and holds like Rabbi Lazar that ola abamin amasaros can affect tamura. Mal sheyach zor v'yamir bo. Can you do it twice when its kedusha changed? Bishnei guf and kedusha achas mai. The suffix goes as follows: first, the shaila is if you have two different animals but the same kedusha, you meimir korban asham, and then it developed a mum, and you're mechalal it on another animal. Can you go and be meimir the second asham because the asham arishon and the sheni are two different gufim, they're two different bodies, or can you not? That's one shaila, because the kedusha is the same kedusha. And vimtim tzalomer, if you can say kedusha achas elashtei kedusha. If you're going to say that that doesn't work because it's kedusha achas, what do you, if you have two different kedushas but it's on the same body, on the same animal, then that's a shaila. So tibayi, so that's the teku that we leave as an unresolved shaila. Rashi points out tibayi is the lashon that the Yerushalmi use when the Bavli would use the word teku, and sometimes we have lashonos of Yerushalmi that sneak their way into Maseches Tamura, because as we said, Maseches Tamura was never fully edited. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Daf Yudalid with the beginning of the second parak.